Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about She Thinks You Can't Control Yourself. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing what you gotta do. Me, I am. Right now, I just finished a video about Pajit. That one is uncensored, and I'm gonna be raw dogging you if you wanna see it. It's gonna be on MGTOW.TV on Gifts and Bro. So yeah, you should check that one out. But yes, friends, this video is going to be about women. They think that you can't control your biology. They're just a walking penis. Yes, I, for one, I've been recently dealing with this one chick. Yeah, she's a pretty little thing. She's thick. Nice titties, nice big ass, some white girl. Yes, I would like to fuck her, but she acts all stupid. I was talking to her in the beginning, but then she decided to go away and stop talking to me. So I was like, whatever, bitch. And then now she's trying to talk to me again, but I don't trust her. So what do you think, fellas? Should I talk to her or not? I say not, because she's gonna be a fucking succubus and just fucking leave nothing but a fucking corpse. But guess what, sweetheart? I already had a bitch pick my bones clean, so yeah, fuck you. But don't worry, ladies, your days are numbered. Look at this thing, it says women no longer needed. In China, scientists have created an android capable of carrying a child from conception to birth instead of a woman. Yay! You see, women, you want to be all stuck up and all stupid and retarded? Guess what? You're going to get replaced. Yeah. Yeah, all you got to do is put a robot spinning pussy on this thing and fuck it, and there you go. Mix that milkshake and there you go. You got a baby in 9 months. Yay. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yes, but I doubt we get this in America because Donald Trump, he's sucking the dick of some squid people. Why? Because he's a retard, apparently. Well, anyways, let's go back to the women stuff. Yeah, this chick claims that men are fake, but look at her. Who's faker than fuck? Look at those lips. Yeah, that looks fake. Look at the makeup. That looks fake. Yeah, look at her eyebrows. Fake. Everything about her is plastic and artificial. But yeah, she thinks that dudes are just fucking lamos and that they're fake and all they want is just her pussy. Yeah, she looks pretty, but I know when you take all this fucking thing off of her, all the makeup, all this varnish, she's just a cold-hearted, toxic creature. Yeah, don't let her looks fool you. It's the inside that's evil. Yes, she thinks she's better than you, friends. Well, let her talk. Yes, you'll see how retarded this lovely lady is.
Okay, so like, you're not here to please me, you're not here to serve me, and you're not here to make my life easier. So I'm...
She wants you to make her life easier, fellas. What a dumb bitch. Yes, look at her. She looks like she's pampered. Her feet, her hands, all panty manicured or whatever. Yeah, she looks like she never did anything hard. The only time she sweats is when she's working out or when she's getting fucked by the blackoid. Yeah, so this bitch is fake. Faker, faker, fake, fake, fake. I bet she even boils water and she burns that. So, huh. Yeah, you think this chick is gonna make your life easier? No, she wants you to make her life easier. Like, how lazy does she want to be? Do you need to put, like, a machine that, like, force feeds her and stuff? Yeah, and then something that like, wipes her ass and, like, sheds for her too? So dumb, but whatever. Let's continue.
I'm confused as to why you're here.
Well, what I'm looking for is someone that I could trust, that I could let my guard down and she's not gonna stab me in the back. Yeah, what the hell do I have to do? Date guys? No thank you, I don't like hairy man ass. Yeah, you think I like my penis smelling like poop? No. And also, men are also toxic in their own right, so I understand why women are talking shit about men. Yeah, because you try to befriend dudes and they do some janky ass shit. Yeah, guys. Don't be lame. If you're gonna be friends with somebody, don't fucking just like be there and then you take off. Yeah, you're like a chick. All fucking schizophrenic. And I don't like that shit. Either be there or be gone. And if you're gone, I'm gone. Just saying.
Looking for unconditional love because I don't give unconditional love to men.
Then we have something in common because I don't give unconditional love to nobody, especially to women, and especially to a psychotic chick like you. Yeah, you're fake. You're artificial. Yeah, screw off, you stupid droid. But I guess I'm the one that's stupid. Yeah, look, fellas, these are the type of women that you're supposed to pick and choose. Yeah, what the hell is she gonna do to you, friends? Yeah, you think she has your best intentions and in mind? No, you'll be lucky if this chick doesn't try to peg you in the ass. Oh yeah, she'll put in a big old 18-inch strap on, and then it's all spiked and looks like a giant cactus. Is that what you want, fellas? Well, do it at your own risk. Just saying.
I'm really confused. That's how your energy needs to be, ladies. That is how you are supposed to be with men.
You see, fellas, women give crappy advice. They keep each other single. Yeah, she's telling you to be all schizo? You think that's gonna be attractive to men? No, I hate that shit. When a chick does that stuff, I pull away. No, don't ever tolerate that bullshit. Bitches love giving you crumbs. What, are you a stupid little mouse? That's what you eat? Crumbs? Huh. Well, that's the kind of dude you are? Well, then you deserve what you get. And be gone, you filthy beast. Just saying.
That's how you're supposed to be. Because they only see you as a supply. They only see you as a service.
What the fuck? Where the hell you get this bullshit from? That we see you as a service? You're a maid? Yeah, you think you're gonna be our mothers and a maid and like you're gonna wipe and clean after us? No. You do that because you wanna do it, because you wanna take care of us and keep us happy. It's like the same thing that we would do for you. We will take care of you. Hell, I would change the oil of your car. I would make sure your car is washed. I'd make sure that I'll rub your shoulders and like hug you and like kiss you and make sure that you have all your needs met. But no, it's supposed to be a, you know, you give me this, I give you this. It's a relationship. It's between two people. You show each other affections. But no, this bitch just wants you, just says, fuck you, pay me. And then she'll do something. What the fuck? No. You know what, fellas? I think I'm about to switch this up and start talking shit. Yeah, sorry, YouTube. I'm going to let you off right here. And it's time for me to talk shit about this fucking cunt. Sorry, fellas. If you're watching me on YouTube, well, no, this is where I'm getting off now things. Because I'm going to do some and other things and Calvin's. I say some really messed up stuff. So, yeah, remember to follow me on MGTOW.TV, on Rumble, and also on Gibson Bro, because that's the one that's actually working, because that subscribe start, but yeah, 16, that one's still under review after 18 months. But good figure. That's how shit is. But anyways, you guys take care. Do the best things you can and possible, and I'll see you tomorrow or later tonight. Who knows? It is what it is. Laters.
Play on what a gene is.
The secret of life lies hidden in the genetic code. Genes are fundamental in determining the characteristics of an individual and passing on these characteristics to succeeding generations.
Occasionally, certain conditions produce a structural change in the gene, which will bring about the process of evolution. This may occur in one or more of the following ways. Firstly, by selective mating, in which a single gene type proves superior in transmitting its genes to future generations. Secondly, by gene drift, in which certain genes may fade away while other genes persist. And finally, by natural selection, which filters out those genes better equipped than others to endure in the environment. This may result in the origin of an entirely new species, which brings us to Calvin's and the survival of the fittest.
Calvin Klein jeans.